We made hominy out of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
We scalded it. We swell our corn, you know, and put.
We can't think of old things what we used to do so much, haven't we done about forgot them all?
It takes you back, doesn't it?
Long time. They use these ashes to take the husk off of the corn, you know,
uh-huh.
and clean it, and it'd be pretty and white, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd use that, and then the old-timey people, even my wife, would make little places like this, you know, and fill that full of ashes for, oh, maybe all winter. Next spring, they'd make soap, barrels of soap,
uh-huh.
and pour water
over.
Ash hopper.
I was trying to keep my mouth shut so I wouldn't have it on me.
Go ahead. Oh, it won't bother. Heavens, that's fine. Go ahead.
And then pour water on that for, starting maybe a week or two, just pouring water, a little water, time, you know, like at night, just put 3-4 buckets of water on it. And then the day or two, that'll go to dripping. And drip red water, just that lye is just as red as it can be. And listen, it was really lye, too. And then these women would take fat out of hogs and things and make soap. Make it in barrels, you know, they make a barrel of soap.
Uh-huh. Now, don't be afraid to talk, because this is just between us. This is in a way, just the lazy man's way of writing it. See, I can visit now and I can work later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'd rather do it this way because I like to visit.
Yeah, I do too.
If I had to write down all these things,
Well, we wouldn't be much writing down. We'd forget a lot of things. You just think of things you want me to tell you so I know it.
No, we just visit and these things come out like hominy. I wanted to know how you made that.
Well, they taken the corn and they put this lye water on the corn in the mother.
Well, I just put the corn right in the ashes.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do that. Just put your corn down the ashes on it, and it all washes out. And see, what it is made of lye nowadays.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I used to make it. It seems nasty to do that, but it ain't nasty.
It'll wash off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, a lot of these things that we think that are nasty are really pretty clean.
Cleaner than a lot of things we have to eat nowadays, I'm sure.
Yeah, some of these slaughterhouses now, and the way they make sausage and things like that, it's pretty bad, I guess. What furniture did you have in your little house?
Huh?
What furniture did you have in your house?
Let's see. Sometimes there's homemade chairs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like this one here.
Uh-huh. Is that homemade?
Yeah.
Did you make that?
No.
No, we didn't have that one.
Huh?
No, we didn't have that one.
No, we didn't have this one. But this is the kind that old-timey people would make, you see.
Uh-huh.
This is a homemade chair.
Oh,
that one's
factory made. These were both made at a factory too, but Steve, we bought them. They were shipped here from Alabama.
Oh.
That's from Birmingham. These here, we've got a set of them, two rockers, and that here come from Birmingham.
Oh.
Oh boy, up there makes them.
Uh-huh. Boy, that one's been rocked, hasn't it?
Now listen, this one's an old chair. Old man Stout, I don't know who made that chair, but he sure would have.
Oh, has he put the miles on that one?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
It's all made, and that's a different wood than anything you see. That's mulberry.
It is.
Uh-huh. That's a really mulberry wood.
Well, I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm. That's all mulberry.
I didn't recognize it. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What other furniture did you have?
Well, we just about had an eating table.
Wait a minute. We had the homemade beds. Then we have some made of ropes, posts, and the holes bored in, and through the posts and this.
I think that must have been when you was a boy. Yeah. We have seen you.
Well, that's our old timey.
No, that's old timey. We didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Were you brought up in this country too?
I moved here when I was 13 years old.
Oh, where'd you come from?
Down here on Red River in Arkansas, down about